Now, just to reiterate and reinforce the point that I made earlier, I want to highlight another thing that one could do to two patients in the clinic. If I sat in front of two tumor-matched patients in my clinic on a Monday morning, and one had ER-negative and one had ER-positive breast cancer, I could correctly and honestly tell the patient with ER-positive breast cancer, you have a better form of breast cancer than Mrs. Jones has got an ER-negative tumor. That would be a statement of truth at time zero. If those two women remained disease-free and came back to my clinic 5 years later on a Monday morning, I could sit in the room in front of them and I could honestly tell them the truth is that the patient with the ER-positive primary tumor at baseline has a substantially worse prognosis in the next 5 and 10 years. That's sort of reflected on the curve you're looking at here from the MD Anderson. They did a meta-analysis of their data and other people have reinforced this data. So the ER-negative patients censored at 5 years disease-free and well go on to have a lower annual hazard of recurrence and cumulative hazard of recurrence than the ER-positive patients. And actually, Richard Peto showed a slide, which I've never managed to borrow from him, and I want to, but he showed the slide of the 15-year core-specific disease-free survival and mortality curves in ER-positive and ER-negative breast cancer cohorts. And in fact, at 15 years, they come together. So over the span of 15 years, the estrogen receptor is actually a poor prognostic factor. It's a good prognostic factor for 5-year disease-free survival rate, but it's a poor prognostic factor as measured by its ability to judge whether somebody will be alive from breast cancer 15 years later or not. What it is an excellent predictive factor of response to endocrine therapy, fortunately. So patients who have ER-positive disease were able to interfere with this annual risk of recurrence. And we can... And I'm going to show you that there's something we can do to help flatten that curve and take away the slope on it.